Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 30th of April. Yesterday, there was a report that the online retailer Amazon intended to itemize the cost of US President Trump's trade taxes alongside each product on their US website. This was subsequently denied. Economically, the lack of transparency is a little worrying, and it might mean higher inflation in the States. Trade taxes are a sales tax that hits early in the supply chain. This means that a 10% tariff on finished goods should only raise consumer prices by about 4%, as the tariff does not apply to things like retail and wholesale labor costs, which account for about a fifth of the consumer price. But the complexity of supply chains allows for misinformation about tariffs. Not being transparent on the prices raises two potential risks. The first is that retailers will indulge in profit-led inflation and raise prices more than the tariffs alone would justify. If the tariff impact on prices is not public, sneaking in a profit-increasing price hike becomes easier. The second risk is that in the absence of transparency, every price increase will be blamed on trade taxes, even if, as with rapidly rising coffee prices, for instance, it's due to other factors. That may then further damage consumer sentiment. Thus, the lack of consumer transparency on tariffs at least raises the possibility of pushing US inflation higher and damaging US consumer sentiment further. US President Trump marked their 100th day in office with the expected partial retreat on auto tariffs and an attack on US Federal Reserve Chair Powell. Trump asserted that they knew more about interest rates than Powell. That may be true, but investors are likely to be concerned that Trump's view of interest rates is possibly skewed by their presiding over multiple corporate bankruptcies. A Fed that Trump politicizes might therefore be considered too accommodative at a time when other administration policies are driving inflation higher. US Commerce Secretary Lutnick said that a trade deal had been done, but would not say who the trade deal had been done with. There are obvious quick-win trade deals. South Korea already had a free trade agreement, for instance, and the penguins of the Heard and McDonald Islands might be prepared to stop exporting to the United States entirely. We get US personal income and personal spending data for March today, along with the personal consumer expenditure deflator measure of prices. This data still reflects the before times, although the spending data might signal consumers bringing forward purchases of goods in order to beat the trade taxes. The record US trade deficit in March, reported yesterday, is certainly consistent with that narrative. The credit card company Visa reported that spending was more or less normal through April, except for reduced spending on travel. That is also consistent with this narrative because consumers are not really feeling the effects of the trade taxes yet. It'll be another 6 to 8 weeks before that impact is felt. But consumer pessimism is likely to limit spending on things like vacations, which take place in the future. We'll get more preliminary provincial European consumer price data for April today from Germany, Italy, and France. The expectation is that the US economic slowdown, plus associated reactions like lower energy prices, will lead to lower inflation pressures in the euro area over time. And even retaliatory tariffs against US imports are likely to only have a limited impact in the other direction. That does mean that the current data is likely to carry less weight in the European Central Bank's policy deliberations. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.